OKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. That's right, we're on the move. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando. That's right, we're in Orlando, folks. Our co-host, Sheila Young, are you still there?
I am, Michael.
Lynn Golder, you still there, co-host?
I'm still here.
Well, we're all still here. This is your host, Michael.
Next segment.
And let me just tell you right now, we're going right to trivia time, trivia time, trivia time.
Right, I forgot about that.
We're going right to trivia time.
How can you forget his trivia?
Folks, let's see if you recognize this voice. This voice you should know. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Another day, but it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. But you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you.
They should recognize that voice. Who's singing it?
Can I hang up and call in?
Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? She wants to go to the phone booth and put her Superman
costume. I'm going to go to the phone and call in.
Yeah, Susan.
No, it was me. I want to go.
Oh, it's you. I thought it was Susan.
No.
Okay.
Who's singing the song? One of the all-time great singers.
Yes, sir. And it's so unusual that I pick a woman and you pick a woman the same night. That's very unusual.
All righty, all righty. Let me know when you're ready.
We're ready.
Because this phone line blew up the minute that note dropped, doom, 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 doom. The phone was already gone. That's all it took. I was sitting here looking and said, doom, 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 doom. And the phone rung.
Well, if they think it's Patty Page, it's not. And if they think it's Nat King Cole, it's not.
So, all the way from Orlando, Florida, is the one and only Brother Theo is calling in from Orlando. Then I got Howie back on the phone line who's trying to get in. He said, am I first? I said, let's see. We don't know. And then I got Derek.
You're funny, Howie.
And then I got Derek on the phone line calling in. God, wait till you get my age, you'll understand.
Oh, geez.
All right, so
where's Derek calling in from?
That's what I'm saying. Orlando. When you get my age, you'll understand. I can't remember where he said.
So we got a couple of Orlando people calling in.
Theo is on first.
And we got
Theo's first, Michael.
Theo? Okay. Yeah. Theo, you're up. Theo, let's see.
How y'all doing tonight? Michael McLean. Michael,
how you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm here in the land of the living.
That's right. Awesome.
That's right.
Yes, yes. I want to ask the what you call it? I can't say it right. But anyway, Miss Aretha Franklin, you made me feel like a natural woman. And I want to say something before y'all go there. Before y'all go there, a woman is the greatest gift to a man. Love a woman. Give her all you can. Give her everything she can. Life in her belly for a man herself. Could die but live. Trying to push out life for a man herself.
Well, Theo, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Michael, I'm sorry about Joe Pilano. I'm sorry about Joe Pilano. Your friend.
Oh, thank you.
Joe Pilano, yeah. Missed Joe a long time.
I've been listening for a long time. I just don't call in because I knew you have a program. Y'all got to do what y'all had to do. I don't want to interrupt anything because I knew you have a program to do. But I love you, Michael. June the 15th. I'm not sure what year. June the 15th.
Well, you're right. Take June 15th, right.
I know you've been.
1942.
42. And you know something, Mike? I'm not sure whether it's surgery or what, but I hope God to help you so you can be okay. I hope you get your eyesight back. And I hope cholesterol or diabetes, I'm not sure what it is. I'm not putting no sickness on you. But whatever it is, I hope God help you because you somebody. You understand life. And I hope you get your eyesight
thank
back.
You, thank you,
and let's support him. Don't feed him too much pasta, but give him enough where he can, you know, don't put too much seasoning into it because that seasoning is too strong.
I'm listening.
And Chris, Shaw, I love
thank you,
man.
Appreciate
somebody,
the phone
man.
Call. Appreciate the phone call.
Can I,
Howie,
before,
are you still there?
I
got to tell you, Howie. Howie, are you still there? Howie?
No, the other two callers hung up the phone already.
Oh, they hung up? Okay.
Well, maybe they'll call back. We have 3 minutes to break. Yeah, Brother Theo's been a long time listener,
yep.
Chris.
Yes, he has.
Oh, yeah, man. Brother Theo is our good friend here at WOKB. So he might not call in all the time,
forever.
But he's been listening since the very first day that we started the show, the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's really cool.
When Chris was just a baby.
And he's
right,
excited. Yeah.
Right,
he's
right,
excited.
Right. When I was just a young jitterbug.
So are you saying this 6 years has made you old? me nagging him all the time has made him old, right?
Is that what it is?
Nah.
Oh no, Lynn with her emails.
It's the driving. It was the driving for me. That's all.
You know, oh yeah.
I go long distance.
How are the girls?
They're growing, very tall and very short. So I got a combination of a tall one and a short daughter. And then my tallest one is my wife.
Well, you're outnumbered there, Chris. Chris, you're outnumbered there.
Yes, I am. That's why.
How old are the girls now?
So Malaya is now 8 years old.
Oh, my word.
And Zamaria is turning, she just turned 4 in June.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That is unbelievable. Yeah. Wow.
Time flies.
We knew them when.
Before you knew them before they were born.
I know. Not your oldest. We didn't know her. But your baby we knew when she was born.
Right, that part.
Wow. Phew.
She was a year and a half old. The oldest was a year and a half old.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all right. My baby girl just turned 1 in August, so
another one that turned 1. A lot of little babies turning 1.
Yeah.
And most of them girls.
Yeah, most of them girls.
Well, and now we got Jacob. Don't forget my little Jacob.
Right. How old's Jacob now?
He'll be 6 in January.
Oh, come on. Is he still using that little car, or he outgrew that?
Oh, no, he outgrew that.
That thing was so cute. Oh, God. Well, Chris, if nobody's on the line, we might as well go to break. Our other guest is waiting to zoom in so we can start.
Going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond radio show. Don't go away. Right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. That's right. And if you're wondering what kind of show this is, well, just say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We've been on the air now more than 6.5 years. And I just want to say thank you for a long ride. I hope we have more than another 6.5 years to go, but many more than that. But all I can say is all our listeners, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for us letting us to come in your home or if you're in the car driving. And listen, if you're driving, two things. Don't drive when you're drunk and don't drive when you're blind. Two things don't do when you're driving. When you're blind, right. Or when you're drunk.
Anyway, Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
You're up.
All right. Well, it is my privilege and honor to have our next guest on. As most of you that are listening know, I am a member of the American Council of the Blind, and I'm on a couple committees. And one of the committees I serve on is the audio description project called the BADI, which is Benefits of Audio Description in Education Committee. And Susan Glass from California happens to be the chair of that committee, along with serving on other committees and very involved in ACB in many aspects. And if we have time, we might even throw a little bit of Descriptathon in. And Jason Stark is also with us, and he is the director of the Described and Captioned Media Program. So thank you both for being here. I want Susan to talk about the BADI committee and the BADI contest where kids and teachers can win prizes. And then I want Jason to tell people about the DCMP program, because it is an awesome free program. So thank you guys for being here.
Oh, Sheila, thank you so much. It is thrilling to be here. I have to laugh when you say you're on a couple of committees, because I don't know anybody busier than you are. So that is very funny. She's a busy woman, and she keeps all the balls juggling in the air and does just beautifully with them. And she's so involved in so many parts of our audio description project. It was also a pleasure to be on early here and hear you all talking about your grandbabies, because the Benefits of Audio Description contest that we sponsor annually benefits kids and older kids than your little babies. We start benefiting kids ages 7 to 21, but here's what's going on here. The Benefits of Audio Description contest, or BADI contest, is an annual event that is co-sponsored by the Described and Captioned Media Program and the American Council of the Blind's Audio Description Project. And what it is an opportunity for young people who like movies and videos to write, to become writers. They watch audio-described films, and then they write reviews of those films that are usually about 300 words, can be up to 500 words. But in the reviews, they're not so much talking about the film as they are talking about the audio description in the film. Now, because we partner with DCMP, and DCMP has over 6,000 films in its collection that are of an educational variety, there are historical films, literature films, science films for all grade levels, we encourage the students who enter our contest to go there first. We hope that maybe they'll make it part of a class project. But students are also welcome to borrow an audio-described film from a local library, or they can even purchase one from ACB using the website. And what the students do is that they watch the film, and then they write a review of the film. And in the review, they don't spend that much time on the plot summary, although they give you enough background to tell you what it's about. But then what they do is they talk about the description in the film and the degree to which it enhanced or detracted from their enjoyment of that film and their learning from that film. So a student writing about an audio-described film might talk about the exact words that the describer used and how that helped her see something more clearly. Or she might talk about the placement of the description and how it came just before the image that she needed, and so that helped her. Or she might talk about the audio describer's voice and how it matched the action of the film and how the pacing of the voice matched the excitement of the film or the pensive quality of the film. And the students learn how to do this by looking at some samples of audio description as well. And I'll go into that in a little more detail, but what they do is that they choose a film, watch the film, enter their essay into the contest, And then the members of the audio description Beatty committee read all of the student essays, and we choose first, second, and third prize winners and a grand prize winner. And the prizes are pretty cool. If you win a grand prize, you win $100 plus an iPad mini. If you win first place, you win a $100 gift card, Amazon gift card. If you win second place, it's a $50 gift card. If you win third place, it's a $25 gift card. And teachers whose students win first place get $100 Amazon gift cards for their classrooms, which is pretty cool because if you've ever been a teacher, you know that funding can often be short, and it's really nice to have that. We're also adding a new component to our contest, we hope. We'd like to arrange for schools to be recognized as having Beatty winners so that you could be a Beatty school. The contest has four age categories in which students enter. There are sophomore category, which is young people ages 7 to 10, the junior, which is ages 11 to 15, the senior, which is ages 16 to 21, and what we call alternate assessment. Alternate assessment category is for students who are in schools, maybe special education programs, maybe schools for the blind, wherever they are in ungraded classes. Their academic performance is such that they're not yet matriculating in graded fashion, but they're making great progress. And so we want to make sure that they have opportunities to enter the contest as well. This year, our contest deadline for entries, students have to have all of their entries in by January 31st of 2021. And then 22. Who's tired here? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so January 31st, 2022 is when the contest entries are due. And then by mid-March, the judges, the people on the audio description team, will select the winners. And that will be in time for those winners to be announced at the ACB mid-year conference, which is where we gather to start some convention planning and do some legislative seminar work and the board works, et cetera. Our grand prize winner is generally invited to read at the ACB National Conference and Convention, which this year will be in July in Omaha, Nebraska. And we have so far been lucky enough to have winners from, I think our total might have been 9 states. It was either 7 or 9 states where we had entries. And we're trying to get entries from every state in the union. We'd love to have students from every state in the union entering the contest. And I did bring with me tonight a couple of placing essays that I can share with everybody if you want. But I think at this point, I should turn this over to Jason, because Jason can tell you how the DCMP website actually works and what is available there. And also, the DCMP website is your registration portal for kids who want to register for the contest. He can give you the address and how we all go about doing that. And there's also a lot of material there to help students write the essays, and I can fill in with that a little bit later here, too. But, Jason, why don't you take it away for a while here?
Another thing, Jason, I'd like you to share is, after you talk about DCMP and what all's there, and how did you get involved with the Beatty? And I'd like to know what DCMP, you as director of DCMP, have learned from some of the criticisms of the audio description and comments from kids. What have you learned? So that's kind of a whole lot in a little bit of time. But
sure. No, absolutely. Thank you guys for inviting me to be on the show. So the DCMP is a project that is funded by the United States Department of Education. And the service has actually been around for decades. I've been involved in one capacity or the other for now 30 years. I've been director for the past 10. And so the primary service that DCMP offers is a library of accessible educational media content. And that content is captioned for students who are deaf or hard of hearing, described for students who are blind or visually impaired, and we've also recently added ASL interpretation for students whose primary language mechanism is American Sign Language. And so, as Susan said, we've got thousands of educational media items that are throughout preschool through grade 12, all curricular areas. So, you know, anything that a teacher might need in the classroom or a parent might need at home, they can do keyword searches and access that content. We operate very similarly, although smaller than Netflix. So the primary way that most people access the content is through the website. We've got a Roku channel, an Apple TV app. We've got an iOS app for Apple devices. And so students can access all of this content. Susan mentioned about the registration and the contest. The main portal for the contest information is BADIEContest.org. And again, that's B-A-D-I-E, contest.org. And so that's where teachers, parents, others can go and read about the process of submitting contest entries. And again, as Susan said, because DCMP has all of this educational content, it's a perfect place to get the video choices for students to be able to write essays. And so I should also add that DCMP is completely free. Teachers, parents, other professionals who work with students with disabilities can register for free and access the content. So there's you pay nothing to join, you pay nothing to access the content. It's entirely free. In terms of how I got involved in description, primarily it's because it was added as a task by the Department of Education. Our service initially started providing captioned entertainment films for deaf adults way back in the 50s, before I was around, and transitioned over the years to now focus on educational content. So that change was made early in the 80s. Then in 2006 is when the Department of Ed formally added audio description as a task for the project that they fund. So we've been doing description since 2006. My first described title that I ever watched was Pretty Woman, I think was described by WGBH, and was great. I was just amazed that as a sighted individual, what details that I missed. Watching that, particularly the scene when Julia Roberts walks down the stairwell and, the description of her dress and the description of Richard Gere's character, you know, his reaction. I don't know. It was really interesting for me to see how much I just really didn't pick up on. So that's kind of how I got started in description. In terms of what we've learned, you know, The old show, kids say the darndest things. Luckily we haven't got too many of those really big surprises there. But kids are brutally honest, and that's really what we need. You know, the whole reason that we do what we do is to improve the educational experience for kids. And so, a couple of things that we've made changes on how we describe things. One is in character identification. Prior to the contest, we did our best to identify the characters almost every time that they spoke, and that was kind of the feedback that we initially had gotten and included in our guidelines. And then the feedback from the students was that was a little bit overwhelming to hear those introductions each time. The second thing is students do not like the description to step on dialogue. And, you know, sometimes it's really difficult to fit the description into the quiet parts of the narration. And on occasion, there's no choice but to step on the dialogue. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, the normal process there is to just duck that audio. And students can hear that, you know, there's something going on back there, but yet this describer is talking over it. They definitely do not like that. So that just kind of reemphasized. We tried to avoid that, you know, at all costs anyway, but that really kind of cemented the fact that we do our best to not do that. And so what DCMP does oftentimes is expanded description. So we actually pause the video so that we can fit those important details in. So it's been great. We've been more than excited to partner with the ADP on the project, and the committee has been great.
And I, Jason, I might add, there's some really cool stuff on the site now. You at DCMP have developed training modules on what good audio description is, how it's produced, how to evaluate it for parents and teachers, and there's materials for students as well. And one of the things that we're going to be doing this year to help our students and to help their teachers and parents as they write their pieces is give them links to that material so that if they want to go, oh, this is what I need to, this is what I need to be thinking about, this is what I'm looking for, they can actually do that. The contest is a lot of fun, but as it's gone along, it's been developing more and more rigor, and we're saying, well, how can we get these essays is the wrong words, how can we get this review to be as rich as possible? And I'm so delighted with that new material that's there for the students, along with the tips for writing a good review that are on the website. The fact that they can link up to that this year is going to be really exciting, I think.
Yes, I think it's going to be an awesome addition to the whole process.
Yep, yep.
So, Lynn, do you have any questions?
Oh, I don't. I've learned a lot, though. You know, we're always talking about audio description on the show, and so it's just added to our knowledge.
Well, it's just, you know, the ADP project that ACB has been involved in for, is this the 12th year, Susan?
I believe so, and I'd like to give a shout out to everyone on our subcommittee too. We have Sheila and Jason. We have Donna Brown from West Virginia, who's been a technology specialist and teacher there for years and year. And of course, Joel Snyder, our AD project, former director and now coordinator, and done so much in the field for audio description and writing of it. Margie Donovan from Sacramento, California, who does a great deal of advocating. And of course, Carl Richardson, who co-chairs our audio description project steering committee, serves on our subcommittee with us. Scott McCallum from Washington State, who's very involved with superintendents. He's a superintendent of the School for the Blind up there and does a lot of work with us. And it's just really exciting. And we're ever wanting to grow this committee and grow people's involvement in it. So it wouldn't be what it is without everyone's teamwork. That's what makes this happen.
And we're always looking for ideas. So if anybody is listening to, you know, on the radio, and if you're listening and you have any suggestions of ways we can reach out to more teachers of the visually impaired and more schools so that we can get this information out, we definitely want to hear from you.
Thank you, Susan and Jason, for coming on. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It was our pleasure. Thank you.
And
thank
I guess
you.
I'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
And maybe you'll keep on listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
All right. We'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Key
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live
from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That's right, your host. I'm sorry to tell you. What can I tell you? Phone number to call in, which I hope you can do sometime, 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. This was a huge song. The artist, you should know by his voice. Who's singing this song? Big hit,
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Big one. Feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Okay, Chris. That was a big number one record. It was the biggest song this fella had. He had quite a few hits. Who am I talking about? I'll give you a big hint. He's from Philadelphia. That's right. Philadelphia boy.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. He's from Philadelphia. But I'll tell you something right now. That song was number one. That was the English version of it. Somebody calls up, they won't know this one. Who did the song that was number one, but nobody understood the words? I think unless you were Greek. The guy's name was unusual. Can anybody, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Volare was the English name. The one who did the hit, number one. Was number one, and nobody, it was number one. It was a beautiful song, but nobody knew what the guy was saying unless you were Greek. Yeah, Greek.
It doesn't sound Greek to me.
I thought it was Italian.
Italian?
Yeah. It doesn't sound Greek to
hey,
me.
Hey, Chris, while we're waiting for someone to call in, see if you can find, I'll give it away then.
407-894-1680, if you know who's singing Volare.
This guy, who's singing this song?
Yeah.
Or the original one. Who did the original one?
That'll be interesting to know.
All righty. I'm sorry. You were saying something, Mike. I had the phone. I had the phone line blowing up.
Well, we don't want to blow up. We want to talk to the people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean, right. So I got three callers calling in. One calling in from Winter Park, Florida. The other one calling in from Jupiter, Florida. And last but not least, the last one is calling in from Aventura, Florida. All right, so calling in from Winter Park is our good friend, the one and only Mr. CB's himself, Gary from Winter Park. And the other half of the dynamic duo from Jupiter, Florida, Christine, is calling in tonight. And then Mike.
Who is
first? Mike from Aventura.
Okay.
All right, so we're going in that order.
Listen to me. But listen, before anybody comes on, if you know the original one, let's see who did this song. That's one question. I want to know, besides this was the one in English. The other song, which was the original version, I think it was in Greece, or it was Greek or Italian. I'm not sure what it was myself, but it was number one record. And the guy's name nobody could ever pronounce.
Oh, I just found the original one. I didn't know that. Yeah. I had no idea. I only knew the one.
So anyway, who's first?
The one and only, the first caller that called in was the one and only Mr. Gary. Blind Man Gary, how you doing?
Hey, Gary. Buddy. How you doing?
How does Gary know the song? How do you know the song, Gary?
Because I've been listening to music for a long time. Sheila knows that. Robert Goulet.
Oh, my God. Wrong. I'm sorry, Gary. You're wrong.
Really?
Sorry. Wrong.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah,
right.
Gary. Yeah, Gary. Sorry, Gary.
Good try. Sorry. Right. No Robert Goulet. Nope. Sorry.
All righty, let's go to the one and only Miss Christine from Jupiter, Florida. Christine, do you have this?
Hey, I'm here.
All righty.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. I was calling in for the trivia.
All righty. Who was
singing the song?
It was Bobby Rydell singing the English version.
100% right. Bobby Rydell, number one record, Ballare. 100%. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Thank you so much, Christine.
You. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Okay. Anybody else on the line that could tell me who the original was? I'd like to see who could say the guy's name.
Okay. Did we get Christine won, right?
Yep. Christine won.
All right. Christine, hold on. All right.
Okay.
Who's also on the line?
All righty. Let's go to Mike in Aventura, Florida. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Mike, turn your radio down, Mike, or go into another room for me.
Okay. I know who did the original.
Medieval
Madunio.
Oh, my God. You're right. Domenico Manduccio. I can't even say his name.
Yeah. Came out in like 1968.
Chris, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh,
absolutely.
Great.
But, yeah, Chris, can you find that song to let people hear the song? It was the number one song. Nobody knew that you couldn't know the words because they were all in Italian or Greek. Let someone play the song a little bit. The guy's name is Dominican. Don't even ask me how to say it. Dominican Domuglio.
And I muted Mike, and you are absolutely right because I asked Lady A who sang it, and that's what they told me. And I was like, holy cow.
Wow.
Good job.
So, Michael, okay, I'm sorry. You know how to pronounce his name?
What was that name again? Dominican?
Domenico Madunio.
Madunio.
Yeah, search for the original Ballare.
Yeah. Ask for the original Ballare.
Yeah, and also Dean Martin did a version of that.
What?
Dean Martin
did in 1996.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the original. It was one that came out with number one. Okay. Nobody knew what he said.
That's amazing.
And what was the name of the song?
Ballare.
Got it.
Lynn, how do you spell it?
I spell it V as a victory, O-L-A-R-E with an accent.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I think I got it. We're going to find out in a second.
All right.
We're going to find out momentarily. But Domenico Madunio.
Wow.
Oh, I thought
Sheila
was asking me how you spell
Valoris. Let's listen to the song.
Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu.
Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare. Cantare, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me.
Okay, so here's my next question. What language is he singing?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it Italian? Is it Greek? That was the number one song, and the only people who knew the song was called Ballare, until Bobby Rydell put it in English words. But the question is, that song, believe it, I was number one, but nobody knew what he was saying. So I want to know, Michael from
Aventura.
Where's Michael calling from? Aventura, you're right. And you
that's Italian.
What was his language? I don't know what language.
I think it's
that's
Italian.
Italian.
I think it's Italian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think, too.
You, Mike. We're gonna
thanks, Mike.
Minutes,
okay.
I need to do my show wrap-up. Okie dokie, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
If you don't
all right.
mind, I would like the microphone.
By the
thank
way,
you,
Friday
Mike.
Is a very special day. It's White Cane Safety Day.
Yes.
That's right. We
thank
know.
You. We know.
Okay.
Right.
Hope you live hard in everything that's going on, because
yeah.
there's
yeah.
a lot going on.
There is. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Well, everybody, thanks, hope you join us next week, same time, and co-host Gary Sinclair will be with us. And we have a guest caller from Calgary, Canada. His name is Anthony Hodges, and he's been a loyal listener of the show since 2012, the show and our old show, Blind Matters. Also, we'll have a guest from Foundation Fighting Blindness, and our friend Adam Spencer, the founder of Able Docs, will be calling in. So it'll be another busy and fun and informative show.
Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. And listen, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in 1 week.
And we
thank you all so much. God bless you. Sheila Young,
yes,
great
sir.
As always. Great as always.
Right. Well, thank you for having me. And I hope everybody stays safe and celebrate White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day.
Certainly are enough activities, that's for sure.
And yeah. Chris, great job as usual. And Lynn Golder, what can I say? You're always
didn't
the best.
I do a great job?
You did a great job. Oh, yes, you
did a great job.
We couldn't do it without you, Sheila and Chris. Thank you, guys.
You certainly could.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank
good night.
You all. Love you all. You God bless. Shirt together, we're polishing up our act. And if you think-